Banana Thumb Podcast. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we're diving into a topic that a lot of creators struggle with: why your YouTube thumbnail design tips might be failing you. Absolutely, I can't wait to dig into this. It's like the first impression for your videos, right? You want it to be perfect. Exactly. Think of it this way. Your thumbnail is basically your competitive moat. You might feel like you've got it all figured out, but if you're just slapping a generic image on your video, it's not going to work as well as you hope. Oh, wow. That's actually really interesting. So you're saying it's more about the packaging than the video itself? Right. You can spend hours crafting your content, but if the thumbnail doesn't grab attention, it's like shouting into a void. Many creators follow outdated tips that don't reflect how people use YouTube today. Like, what kind of tips are we talking about? Well, a lot of the standard advice is super vague, like make it pop or use high-quality images. What does that even mean? It's like telling someone to fix a car without mentioning the engine is making a knocking sound. Ha, that makes total sense. So what do you recommend instead? Let's start with color saturation. Recent data shows that 73.4% of failed thumbnails stem from low contrast. If your thumbnail blends into the background, especially in light mode, it's basically invisible. Wow, so if it's too light or too dark, you're just missing out on clicks? Exactly, and it's not just about looking good on a big screen. Over 70% of YouTube viewers are on mobile, so if your thumbnail looks amazing on your computer but terrible on a phone, you've got a problem. So how do you test that? A great tool for that is thumbsup.tv. You can upload your thumbnail and see how it looks across different devices. If the text is hard to read when minimized, you should change it. That's super useful. And I imagine it's important that the title and thumbnail complement each other, right? Absolutely. They shouldn't repeat each other, just enhance the message. And here's a quick rule. Keep your text to 3 to 5 words max. Anything longer and it becomes unreadable on those tiny screens. Right. So basically less is more? Exactly. Sometimes zero text can be better if the image tells the story. And don't forget about font size. Aim for 50 to 70p for legibility. Wow, that's a big difference. It is, and it's all about making that thumbnail pop on mobile. And speaking of speed, let's talk about AI tools. They've become a game changer for thumbnail design, right? Totally. But I've heard that a lot of AI-generated thumbnails come out looking, well, generic. You're spot on. While AI can speed up certain processes, it's key to keep that human touch. If you just take a generic output from an AI, you risk looking like everyone else. So what's the trick to using AI effectively? Use AI for the heavy lifting, like background removal or generating textures, but then customize the output yourself. Make it unique. It's about enhancing your design, not replacing your creativity. That makes sense. And I guess that leads to the uncanny valley issue, right? If it looks too fake, viewers might think the content is fake too. Exactly. You want your thumbnails to feel real and relatable, keeping the main subject authentic while using AI. For enhancements can make a huge difference. Okay, now let's say someone has created a thumbnail. How can they test it like a pro? Great question. After designing, you want to analyze metrics like watch, time per impression. Sometimes a high CTR doesn't equate to viewer retention, which means it could just be clickbait. Ah, so it's about finding that balance, exactly. And consistency is key as well. If your channel's style looks like a junkyard instead of a cohesive brand, it's harder for viewers to recognize your content. That's such a good point. So picking specific colors and fonts can help build trust with your audience. Exactly. Stick to 2 main brand colors and 1 font for a few videos, and you'll see recognition grow faster than if you were constantly changing everything. Wow. So it's really about being a mechanic, tweaking and adjusting until you get that perfect thumbnail. Right. Tweak the contrast, tune the saturation, polish the text, and test the results. That's how you boost your CTR over time. So if I'm understanding correctly, it's about standing out visually, being clear and concise, and keeping things consistent. You've got it. And it's all data-driven. make informed decisions based on what works. That's a wrap for today's episode. Thanks for sharing all this valuable info, Alex. No problem. It's been great discussing this. If you apply these strategies, I guarantee you'll see an improvement in your thumbnails. Thanks for listening, everyone. We hope you learned something new. Alex, that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next one.